欢迎大家来到这一期的美语训练班。大家猜猜我是谁
？And Younglin, welcome back. How was China?
It was great. 终于在北京过了一次春节，年味好浓啊。Plus, I ate tons of delicious Chinese food, including your favorite 串儿。Here, 给你一张我吃串儿的照片看看。
I should have known you would torture me like this. But I am glad you had a good time. We'll talk about your stories later in the show. Now let's see what we are going to learn today, shall we?
没问题。今天我们要一起来聊聊正式场合该如何着装，看看怎么表达维系生活，还要告诉你怎么吃饭最健康。
Finding out the dress code is really important for attending an event. I remember this one time I wore jeans and sneakers to a formal event. It was just so embarrassing.
For you? I'm not that surprised.
Hey!
好了，不开玩笑了。现在咱们赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Intern. Intern is spelled I-N-T-E-R-N. Intern.
Intern, 实习生。不久之前
A Senate intern was found to be an illegal immigrant and a registered sex offender.
美国国会参议院的一个实习生被发现是非法移民，而且还是记录在册的性犯罪者。
Facebook interns make between $5,600 to $6,300 a month, the equivalent of $65,000 to $75,000 a year.
脸谱网的实习生每个月可以拿到5600到6300美元，相当于一年65000到75000美元。不过，别以为实习生都能赚那么多钱。现在就业市场不景气。
Many college graduates are working as unpaid interns.
很多大学毕业生都在做没有酬劳的实习生。好的，今天我们学习的词是
intern, intern, intern.
Wow, Facebook interns can get more than $6,000 a month? A lot of full-time jobs don't even pay that well.
Yeah, IT companies like Facebook or Google pay their employees really well. I heard they usually throw in a signing bonus of $50,000 to $100,000.
Wow, are you serious? So, if you're a software engineer at Facebook, you would never have to worry about keeping your head above water.
Exactly. Hey, you mentioned a phrase.Keep your head above water. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and find out what it means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第817讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson.
我们家隔壁住着一位老奶奶，80多岁，孤苦伶仃，没有人照顾。如今物价涨得这么厉害，她的生活一天比一天困难。好在我们左邻右舍经常都会帮她一把。她的处境让我想起了一个习惯用语，那就是
Keep one's head above water. Head is spelled H-E-A-D and water W-A-T-E-R. Keep one's head above water.
Head, 脑袋, water, 水, 把头放在水面上, 这样就不会呛水了。因此说, keep one's head above water, 这个习惯用语就是说在艰难的处境下维生,克服生活、工作和财务上的困难。说到我们邻居的那位老奶奶,
She's scarcely able to keep her head above water.
Keep one's head above water, 这个习惯用语很实用。让我们听听下面这位餐馆老板最近的生意如何。
Before the new highway was built, I could easily fill every table in my restaurant. These days, with fewer diners, it's become a struggle to stay in business. I'm barely keeping my head above water. I don't know how much longer I can afford to stay open.
没有那条高速公路的时候，我的餐馆里总是坐得满满的。可是如今客人少多了，钱越来越难赚。能维持收支平衡就已经很不容易了，我真不知道还能坚持多久。
看来这条高速公路可真是断了这个餐馆老板的财路，他肯定特别怀念以前生意兴隆的日子。在英语里，我们说生意开在了黄金地带，黄金地带就是
Gold mine, G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E. Gold mine.
金矿。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Before the new highway was built, I could easily fill every table in my restaurant. These days, with fewer diners, it's become a struggle to stay in business. I'm barely keeping my head above water. I don't know how much longer I can afford to stay open.
眼下越来越多的美国人都从东北地区搬走，住到南方去。不过现在房地产市场不景气，在买房和卖房之间一定要协调好，否则就会出现跟下面这对夫妇同样的状况。
My wife and I are excited about furnishing our new house in North Carolina. But since we still haven't sold our old place back in Massachusetts, it's been a huge financial challenge.So far, we've kept our heads above water. We only hope we can find a buyer soon.
我跟太太正在装修北卡罗来纳州的新房子，兴奋极了。但是因为我们在马萨诸塞州的旧房子还没有脱手，所以财务上压力很大。到目前为止，我们还能勉强支撑着，真希望能尽快找到买主。
设身处地想想看，要同时负担两栋房子的按揭 ，ouch， 真够他们受的。如果暂时卖不掉，把房子租出去也是一种选择。我姑姑姑父就把自己的公寓租了出去，因为地点好，从来都不愁找不到房客。
They not only keep their heads above water.
他们不仅不愁付不出按揭，而且还能小赚一笔，投资有了回报。好，我们再听一下上面的例句。
My wife and I are excited about furnishing our new house in North Carolina.But since we still haven't sold our old place back in Massachusetts, it's been a huge financial challenge. So far, we've kept our heads above water. We only hope we can find a buyer soon.
大家肯定已经猜到了 ,keep one's head above water 这个习惯用语是从游泳来的。没错，这个习惯用语最早是18世纪初出现的。意思就是让头露出水面，不要被淹死。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
这次我回中国也有体会， The housing prices in Beijing are insane.Some of my friends told me that between a mortgage and inflation, it's really hard to keep their heads above water.
I think that's the situation in all big cities. I don't even have a mortgage, and I wish I could earn a little bit more. Life in DC is really expensive.
Yeah, but big cities have more interesting things to offer. Speaking of which, my friends invited me to go with them to the opera this Saturday. I've never been before. What should I wear?
That sounds like a black tie event to me. And you're in luck. That's the topic of today's business etiquette. Let's listen and see if you can get some useful tips.
礼节美语。
Jim 在走廊上碰见同事 Gary。
Gary, did you hear about my upcoming trip to New York?
I think I did hear something about it.You and Henry are attending some kind of function, right?
Yeah, it's an anniversary celebration for one of the companies we do a lot of work with. You know, Walcon Electronics.
Right. Walcon is one of our biggest clients.
It's Walcon's 120th anniversary, and they're throwing a big party.
Jim 马上要出差到纽约去。Gary 说他听说了 Jim 的
upcoming trip. Upcoming is spelled...U-P-C-O-M-I-N-G. Upcoming. Upcoming.
是即将发生的意思。Gary 不知道他们这次要去参加什么活动。Function 在这里指正式的社交活动。公司最大的客户之一 Walcon Electronics 庆祝成立120周年。
They are throwing a big party.
他们要办个大派对来庆祝。英文里说办派对经常会用动词
Throw, T-H-R-O-W, throw.
Walcon Electronics is 120 years old?
Yep. They started out as a shoe manufacturer and then branched off into electronics in the late 1960s.
That's a big change, moving from shoes to electronics. But you have to give the company's founder credit for thinking ahead.
Absolutely. Today they are one of the world's top home electronics brands.
Well, you'll have fun. New York is always a great place to visit.
Yeah, but I'm a bit worried. I've never attended a function like this before. Look, here's the invitation.
Walcon 电器公司最开始是生产鞋子的，到了60年代才改行做电器。这里用到的两个动词词组，一个是
start out，
意思是起步，另外一个是
branch off，
意思是改变前进的方向。Gary 说，
You have to give the company's founder credit for thinking ahead.
咱们可不得不佩服这个公司创始人有远见。
To give someone credit for something.
意思是肯定某人的做法。纽约是个很好玩的地方，可是 Jim 却很担心。他拿出请柬给 Gary 看。
Oh my, it's a black tie event. That means you have to wear a tuxedo.
A tuxedo?I don't own a tux.
Not very many people do. You can rent one, though.
Oh, wow. That means it's going to be a very formal event, huh?
A black tie event is about as formal as it gets. Men wear tuxedos, and ladies wear evening gowns.
What else should I expect?
There will probably be a band playing soft music. Waiters will walk around serving drinks.Most of the guests will mainly stand around socializing with each other.
原来这次活动是
a black tie event.
参加者要穿礼服打黑领结的正式活动，男宾要穿燕尾服
Tuxedo. Tuxedo is spelled T-U-X-E-D-O. Tuxedo.
女士则要穿
evening gown.
晚礼服。Gary 说
A black tie event is about as formal as it gets.
这基本上要算是最正规的活动了。As it gets 是指最彻底的表现，两个 as 之间加形容词。Jim 会喜欢这种活动吗？我们下次继续听。
所以说 ，A black tie event is as formal as it gets. 给我们介绍一下美国公司不同的着装标准吧 ，Mike.
Let's see.So, let's begin with casual, which is basically a t-shirt and jeans. Then there's business casual, which is a button-down shirt or a polo and suit pants. And the last is formal, and that usually means a business suit.
It's so good that we don't have a strict dress code. It's nice to wear comfortable clothes at work.
Yeah, it's great for you. It's the rest of us who have to see you in yoga pants that have to suffer.
Do you want to walk out of the office alive today?
Okay, I kid. I've got a whole month of teasing stored up since you were gone for so long. I need to get it out of my system.
等会儿再跟你算账。听众朋友们，我们赶快来接着听听 Black Tie Event 到底该怎么办吧。
礼节美语。
Jim 要去参加一次公司庆典活动，特别正式。他问同事 Gary, 参加这种社交活动要注意哪些事情?
Have you ever been to a black tie event?
Twice, actually. And to be honest, it was a bit boring, both times.
Aside from the tuxedo, is there anything else I need to wear or take with me?
I suggest keeping all other accessories to a minimum.
I see. Any other tips or suggestions?
Keep your eyes open and just sort of do what everybody else does.And don't get drunk or talk too loud or draw any attention to yourself.
Okay, good points.
Gary 说自己参加过两次这种要穿礼服打领结的
black tie event.
觉得很无聊。他建议 Jim 最好
keep all other accessories to a minimum.
尽量少带装饰品。
Accessory is spelled A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-Y, accessory.
是指手表、手袋等装饰物。他还告诉 Jim, 睁大眼睛看别人怎么做。特别要注意
Don't get drunk.
不要喝醉了。
Don't talk too loud.
说话声音也不要太大。
Don't draw attention to yourself.
不要让别人注意到自己。
You and Henry are acting like representatives of the company, so you're kind of like ambassadors.
Wow, now I'm really stressed.
It's not that hard. Just be a good conversationalist, and even more importantly, be a good listener. If someone makes a humorous remark, chuckle mildly, even if the comment isn't very funny. And remember, always smile.
Gary 说 ,Jim 和 Henry 这次去参加晚宴代表的是公司。
You're kind of like ambassadors.
是公司的形象大使。Jim 听后表示压力很大。
Now I'm really stressed.
Gary 则告诉他说其实这项任务也不难完成他们只要会聊天。
Be a good conversationalist.
做个好听众就行了。别人讲了笑话就算不好笑也要
chuckle.
跟着笑两声。脸上则要随时保持笑容。
Can I rent a tux in New York?
Absolutely. Do some research before you go and find a good rental company. They will probably deliver it to your hotel. Make sure the tuxedo fits well. Otherwise, you can end up looking pretty silly.
How much should I expect to pay to rent a tux?
I'd say roughly $100.You could probably find some cheaper options, but you want to look good.
Thanks, Gary. I really appreciate your help.
Not at all. It should be an interesting experience for you.
I hope so.
Jim 想知道能不能到纽约去租
Tux. Tux is spelled T-U-X. Tux.
Tux 是 tuxedo 的简称。Gary 建议 Jim 事先查一下找一家服务周到能够送货上门的租赁公司
They can deliver it to your hotel
他们可以把燕尾服送到 Jim 住的酒店 Gary 还建议 Jim 一定要穿上试试看
Otherwise you can end up looking pretty silly
否则如果不合适的话看上去就会傻傻的 Gary 最后还说燕尾服的租金应该在100美元上下
These are really good tips
Yeah If you just be yourself, you will totally be fine at these kind of events.
I need to watch how much I'm eating, though. I only have one evening gone, and I bought it a long time ago when I was super slim.
Oh, stop it.
好啦，既然说到了 intake, 咱们就来看看怎么吃才最健康吧。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
intake.Intake is spelled I-N-T-A-K-E, intake.
Intake, 名词,有摄取量的意思。家人一起吃饭,有助于帮助孩子养成健康的饮食习惯。
Even if only once or twice a week, eating meals together as a family increases children's daily fruit and vegetable intake.
即使每个星期只有一到两次能一家人一起吃饭,也能提高孩子每天蔬菜和水果的摄取量。一项最新研究说
Curbing kids' salt intake could help fight childhood obesity.
控制儿童盐分的摄取可能有助于防止儿童肥胖。盘子的颜色也会影响人的食欲。曾经有研究说
Eating from a red plate could increase your calorie intake by 25%.
用红颜色的盘子吃饭，卡路里摄取量会增加25%。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Intake, intake, intake.
我也听说过哎，人在暖色系的环境中，食物摄取量都会增加，怪不得好多餐厅都把他们的墙刷成红色或者橘色的。
I think the color of surroundings does have some effect on your caloric intake, but for a foodie like me, using a blue plate won't put the kibosh on my appetite at all.
这倒是真的。你刚才提到了一个特别的词儿 ，put the kibosh on。我们来进入今天的最后一个单元，听听这个短语到底是什么意思吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语我是杨晨
我是 Doug Johnson
啊，好箱子总算打好了我要到佛罗里达的历史小城圣奥古斯丁去看朋友现在已经整装待发了天气预报说这几天那边可能有点凉 不过我度假的兴致绝不会因此而降温。这倒是让我想起了一个习惯用语，那就是
Put the kibosh on. Kibosh is spelled K-I-B-O-S-H. Put the kibosh on.
Kibosh 的来历我们先不去管它。Put the kibosh on 这个习惯用语的意思是防止一件事情、一项计划的发生。哎，我给大家讲个故事，这可是真事，就发生在我朋友的身上。
I was walking my dog in the park when it happened. A big dog got excited and leapt toward us, pushing me hard against a light pole. My back hurt so badly for the next 2 weeks, I could hardly get in and out of bed. That accident put the kibosh on all my normal activities.
我当时在公园里遛狗，一条大狗不知道为什么，忽然间向我们冲了过来，把我撞倒在电灯柱上。我后背的肌肉疼的呀，两个星期了，上下床都困难。这件倒霉事让我停止了一切日常活动。
Ouch！ 好在他现在感觉好多了，不仅已经回去上班，而且还准备重新开始到健身房去锻炼。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I was walking my dog in the park when it happened. A big dog got excited and leapt toward us, pushing me hard against a light pole. My back hurt so badly for the next 2 weeks, I could hardly get in and out of bed. That accident put the kibosh on all my normal activities.
您见过能载人的氢气球吗？100年前，这种本来前途无量的氢气球，因为一场事故的发生，一下子被打入了冷宫。事故发生在一艘名叫“新登堡”的飞艇的身上。
On May 6, 1937, a German airship had made another successful crossing of the Atlantic Ocean. As it was docking in New Jersey, it suddenly burst into flames.That tragedy effectively put the kibosh on such travel. But now, the development of airships is once again being encouraged.
1937年5月6号，一艘德国飞艇再次成功飞越大西洋，停在新泽西后突然起火。这场事故给飞艇旅行画上了句号。但是如今，飞艇的研制和开发再次受到了鼓励。
我听说现在有人考虑用飞艇提供短程和中程的交通服务，其中也包括旅游。我想能在大峡谷上空滑翔一定美不胜收，但是我老公却执意要去坐直升飞机。我已经明确地告诉他，我绝对不会挤到狭小的直升飞机里去。
You've put the kibosh on that idea.
没错。好，我们再听一下上面的例句。
On May 6, 1937,A German airship had made another successful crossing of the Atlantic Ocean. As it was docking in New Jersey, it suddenly burst into flames. That tragedy effectively put the kibosh on such travel. But now the development of airships is once again being encouraged.
说了半天，大家一定想知道 put the kibosh on 这个习惯用语里的 kibosh 一词的来源。有人说这个词是犹太语，意思是压迫，也有人说这个词最早来自德语。也许
We should put the kibosh on further speculation.
真的没必要再继续猜测了，最重要的是学会这个习惯用语的用法。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
Mike, I think it's about time you put the kibosh on your dry humor. It's really not that funny.
Meh, it seems to be well received by my intelligent and well-educated friends.
I am going to hurt you. Just wait.好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
I'll see you next time. And Mike won't be here.
That's a lie.